Fear is one of the most common emotions that people experience. It can be fear of success, fear of failure, or just even fear of fear itself. It's a natural part of life, and it can hold you back from being successful if you let it. However, there are several ways to overcome fear, and they all start with taking action. So today, we will explore 10 ways to combat fear. Hi, if we've never met before, I'm Diane LaFoon, and I help women who are stressed out make small changes in their lives so that they feel less anxious and more fulfilled, so they're better able to choose joy each and every day. Do you deal with fear stealing your joy? Here are 10 ways you can master your fear. First, you've got to separate reality from perception. Ask yourself, what is really going on here? Locate the facts and place them over your feelings so you get a real grasp of reality and know that it's not just your perception that it's a fearful place to be. Secondly, identify what triggers your fear. Figure out what it is in a situation that sets you off and that makes you fearful. Learning to identify it will help you learn to actually take action and combat it and get over it right away. Number three, know where fear lives in your body. That kind of sounds strange, doesn't it? But a lot of times, fear can take us over physically. It affects different people in different ways, so you've got to know how it affects your physical body. Do the work to take care of your body. For example, you know, if you hold stress in your neck, I know that's one place that I hold stress, then do stretches. Learn to do stretches. Learn to take breaks. Learn to avoid that stressful pain in some way. Number four, practice gratitude. Every day, try to think of at least three things that you are thankful for. It doesn't matter how big or how small it is, gratitude helps shift that mind into a positive light, which overcomes fear in time. Number five, you've got to listen to that inner voice. Monitor what you're saying to yourself in your inner conversations. If you wouldn't say it to a family member or a friend, don't say it to yourself. You've got to speak positively to yourself and remind yourself of your gifts and your strengths. Number six, create a new association. Remind yourself that feeling and that feeling of fear and that moment will too pass. This too will pass. That's a saying for a good reason. Focus on the positive outcome of the situation rather than the scary in-between. Know you can get through it and that you'll come out the other side fine and dandy. Number seven, you've got to look at the glass half full. Perception is a very powerful thing, and how you feel about the situation dictates how you actually respond. So when you practice thinking positively and you look at the situation in a positive mindset, you'll give yourself a much better chance of success. Now, this won't happen overnight. Like I said, it's got to take practice, and you've got to practice one thought at a time. So think about it. What is one recurring negative or fearful thought that you have on a regular basis? Work on reversing that thought, and over time, it will become a habit. Number eight, practice breathing exercises, and I include essential oils when I do that. Breathing helps center your body and calm you down. When you stop breathing, your heart stops beating. So if you can exercise taking deep, long breaths, you can calm yourself so easily. And I like to add essential oils, like one I chose today called Valor. Valor is great for combating fear, especially in getting you calmed down. So I take a drop of Valor in the palm of my hand, rub it together, and breathe deeply in through your nose at least 3 to 5 times. You'll find yourself calming and getting over your fear and finding that you'll be more rational and your heart will slow too and your blood pressure will be better off and you'll just feel freer and more calm when you breathe deeply. Number eight, you've got to create a safe space. So when you feel safe and secure, you know, there's no room for fear. So find somewhere safe where you can retreat when you've got these ill feelings that come up in your gut. It could be a real place, such as a place in your home, you know, whether it's a place that you like to go and be by yourself in your home, or you can actually create a space in your mind, such as a place that you like to go and relax, whether it's walking through the woods or going to the beach. You can find this sense of comfort when you go to these places in your mind or go to them actually physically, and that will soothe you and allow you to face your fear. And number 10, this is my ultimate way to overcome and master your fear, and that is to fear God alone. I heard a quote from, actually, I heard Sadie Robertson Huff. She was doing a podcast interview, and I heard her say, if you're fearing anything other than God, you're giving it too much credit. It can go into every single area of your life, because no matter, each day, no matter how real it feels, no matter how scary it is, guess what? It must bow at the throne of Almighty God. There is nothing greater than God. Nothing can defeat him. Nothing can prosper in God's kingdom. And so when you have this hope and you know and you fear Almighty God, he is the beginning and the end, then nothing can truly shake you like it can when your feet are on this unstable ground of this world. So fear Almighty God and know that he is the beginning, the end. He is in control and nothing can overcome him. One more thing I'd like to share about that. My mom shared this morning with the family on our little family group text. And it said, sometimes you have all things planned out and God changes your whole day around in a moment. And it's amazing. Isn't that so true? When you fear God alone, sometimes when plans don't go like you want them to, it can be frightening. But when you fear God alone, it can turn into something amazing, and that's what you want to look for. So number one way to combat fear is to fear God alone. You know, fear is something that we all experience, but we can't let it hold us back forever. If fear has been stopping you from being successful, today we talked about 10 different ways you can take action and combat that fear and put it in its place so that you can choose joy and be more fulfilled each day. You know, whether your fear stems from a phobia or negative self-talk or what might happen if things don't go as planned, there are solutions that you can combat every type of fear and master them. I hope this has helped fuel your desire to take on more challenges and more risks with confidence. And remember, fear gets to the best of us at times. However, overcoming fear starts with taking action. So if you are enjoying our Joy Tip of the Week each week and you would like to get a text notification that we're going live, you are welcome to text me and I will get you a text right before we're going live every week. It's all you need to do is text the word Joy Tip to this number. This is my number, 989-244-8448. And I will send you a text message right before I go live with the Joy Tip of the Week so you can be sure and join me live so that we can talk to each other. Hi, Angie. I see you say amen. I sure appreciate your encouragement, Angie. This has been a great Joy Tip of the Week. And until next time, remember, joy isn't something that simply happens to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing joy every single day.